Today's scripture is the temptation of Jesus, where he comes face to face with Satan. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The devil then took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple and saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command the angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, Again, it is written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, All these I will give to you if you fall down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left him, and suddenly the angels came and waited on him. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So we begin.
Sorry about that, John.
So we begin this time of Lent with Jesus in the wilderness and the 40 days in the wilderness. It is interesting, 40 is a very symbolic word. The tenfold words are tenfold numbers in numerology are a completeness or a fullness. If you look back through the Bible, you see that Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai. Elijah had a 40-day journey to Mount Horeb. There's a 40-year sojourn of the Israelites in the wilderness. And now, as Jesus is in exile for 40 days, it ties him into the spiritual lineage of the Jewish people. And he finds in his defense the rock of Hebrew scripture. The words he cites back to Satan come from Deuteronomy. And he builds his faith, he builds his ministry on this rock that he finds in Deuteronomy. It's a time of testing. One of the things that is make clear, I want to say it's obviously clear, but maybe it's not as clear as we'd think, is we tend to view ourselves differently as we do than we do others because we can see inside. We have an understanding of who we are and what we are. And the idea is that most people are very subjective toward themselves and objective toward everybody else. Sometimes very objective. We are tender with ourselves and more cut and dried when dealing with others. But the task of the Christian life is to be more objective towards yourself and subjective toward others. Sometimes the world puts it in terms that sound frivolous. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Because quite often what we're worried about, what we struggle with is sins of omission. Things that we could have done that we didn't. Then we think about things that we wish we wouldn't have said that we did. And then we look at how could I have done it better. Others, meanwhile, are viewed as problem-free, as having problem-free lives. And we don't tend to view the woulda, coulda, shoulda in their lives as we do with our own. So God comes into this season and he says, let's take a time out. Let's back it up and let's flip the script. Let's do some self-examination. Take a look at ourselves. And let's offer a measure of grace as we measure the people around us. It is a difficult thing to challenge yourself. But in challenging yourself, you can bring about a renewal. As I've said before, one of the things that we are to be about as people of God is shalom. The world has created shalom and said, well, that's just the Hebrew word for peace. But it's not. It's actually a restoring things to the way God intended them to be. And that's what Lent is. Lent is a time where we try to figure out what did God intend us to be and how are we falling short? What are we leaving out? Where do we need to go? And we have to test and challenge ourselves. One of the things that I do is there's a mental test, acuity test. It's called luminosity. And I take these little tests and it says, how well can you recall what you've seen? How well can you see the patterns? How well can you recall information? How fast? And for reasons I think you all can understand, I didn't want to take those tests this week because I knew I wasn't going to do very good. I was distracted. My concentration is off and my memory is filled with all sorts of stuff. But the thing is that you've got to keep taking the test. Adam, how good a piano player would you be if you only practiced when you felt like it? Doesn't work that way, does it? Sometimes you got to sit down and you got to do it just to keep yourself in practice, just to keep yourself going. I have a kid on my team right now who has the right attitude but the wrong mindset. And I think I need to explain that. He thinks every time he toes the line, he's going to run the best time he's ever run. Which is a good attitude. You always can get a little better. But the reality is you're not going to get better every time. Every single race does not get faster. So what does that have to do with us as we're going through Lent? We have to have the attitude that we can become more like the person Christ created us to be. But understanding it's not going to happen overnight and it's not going to be done deal. Probably not in this whole lifetime. But we're going to have to set up a series of tests and checks and things that will drive us forward. There are different... Boy, my mind is fading fast. Different levels. One of the things that people come to me and they say, I don't know how you could do triathlon. I don't know how you could run a marathon. And I said, once upon a time, I didn't either. It didn't happen immediately. It's something that I had to build up to. Sometimes you have to make sure that you don't test and challenge yourself in a way that ensures you're going to fail. But it doesn't mean that you don't test yourself. Like I said in my children's moment, college would be a lot of fun if there were no exams and no projects and no presentations. But the only way you know if you've mastered the material is to have the test, the project, the presentations. It's something that you need to do. I have just forgotten the person I'm quoting, but I'm going to use the quote anyway. The real sin of life is an unexamined life. If you just blunder from day to day until your days here on earth are over, that's probably the saddest thing that can happen. Because you never go back and look and see, how close was I to God? How close was I to being what I was created to be? C.S. Lewis wrote a wonderful book called The Screwtape Letters, and it's about apprentice demons trying to find ways to tempt people into either sinning or not being saints, into not praying, not doing works of mercy, not doing things, trying to distract them and take them away. And what I often do is, as I read the Screwtape Letters, I'm saying, what are my buttons? If someone was trying to distract me from the things of God, how would they go about it? And that is my Lenten discipline. Where am I tempted? One of the things I'm tempted by is, when I'm really busy, the easiest thing to leave out is my devotional life. I'm preparing a sermon for Sunday. It's not like I'm not in the Word. I'm really busy. I'll just cut my prayer time short. And then I'm reminded of something that Ted Campbell taught me in my Wesley class. He took Wesley's journal and he opened it. And he says, as you prepare for finals, I want you to hear the words of John Wesley, the man who founded our church. He says, I have to lead a Bible study today. I have to preach here, and then I have to ride into the next town and preach there, and then I have to ride to the next town to be prepared to preach there tomorrow morning. With all the things I have going on in my life today, I don't see how I can start my day with less than 4 hours of prayer. And I stand and I go, well, you got me there. I don't think I've ever made it to 4 hours of prayer. But that it's that introspection. You know, there are things that we do easily, and there's things that come hard. For me, exercise is such a habit that I find it very easy to put on the shoes and get out the door and go running. I also find it easy to come back and eat a fourth meal of the day, or eat treats or snacks between meals every day. Some people say, well, I don't find it hard to walk past snacks if I've eaten a good lunch. Well, good for you. It's hard for me. So as we look at this Lenten thing, you can't plug and play. You can't say, well, oh, Don does this, so I'll do that too. Juliana does that, so I'm going to try that. You have to have that introspection. You have to have that testing. You have to look at it and say, what do I need to work on? I'm good at busy. I'm bad at sitting still. What is it that you need to test? One of my favorite illustrations comes from a Pixar movie called WALL-E. And in this movie, what happens is the world is beyond the planet is beyond hope. I think it's pollution, whatever has taken hold, and life is no longer sustainable, so they put everybody on ships and send them out in orbit around the world. And they said, we want the people to be safe and happy, so we're going to bring them their food and drink sitting in their chair. We're going to have the entertainment broadcasting right over them so they don't have to move or do anything. And they keep them in this state for so long that when it comes time for them to do something, they can't. And they literally have to roll out of their chair onto the floor and begin to struggle to make things happen. See, God knows us. God knows that we need to be tested. We need to be challenged in order to move forward. If God loved us so much that he gave us everything that we wanted, kept us away from all temptation and tests, and allowed us to just sit there and let everything just pour over us, we'd never grow. And in the end, God knows growing in him is the only thing that matters. That's what Lent is. Lent is that time of self-examination when we try to see how it is we need to grow to be more like the person God created us to be. And he doesn't make it one day, he makes it 40 days. So you have plenty of time to get it done. Friends, I don't know what God is calling you to do. I don't know what he will call you to do. But I know he's calling you to be more like the person he created you to be. And testing is part of that. I hope you will take this time of self-examination seriously and find a way to test yourself. Don't make it something unattainable. Make it something that'll bring you one step closer to the one who came to be with you. Could you pray with me? Lord, as we come into this time of Lent, our first confession is we don't like to be tested. We don't like to be challenged. But we know that a loving God challenges because it draws us closer to the person you want us to be. Give us eyes to see how it is that you would like us to use this time of Lent. Help us to find our personal challenge and the way that we will be drawn closer to you and your Son, Jesus Christ.